And also the second thing is, it is to do with huququl ibad, and Allah Ta'ala normally doesn't forgive the violation of the rights of human being until the person whom you have wronged does not forgive it. Otherwise, today, various ways of usurping. A person, you know, a younger brother and elder brother had one big mansion that the parents left. So at the time of distribution, they came with regard to discussing the younger brother felt, you know, the elder brother is my elder brother, let me look up towards him and say, my elder brother, you know, after bare paye, whatever you decide, I will accept. Whatever you decide, I will accept. So the brother said, well, let me think about it, tomorrow I will give my decision. The next day, everyone waited for his decision. The smaller brothers are waiting for the bigger brother. So he said, and he gave his decision, listen to his decision. He said, from the earth till the roof of the property is mine. From the earth to the roof of the property is mine. So now the younger brother said, we gave our bigger brother the option to do the decision, expecting him to be fair. He took everything. He said, what is for us? He said, for you is from the ceiling till the heavens is yours. From the whole property is mine, and from there, from the whole horizon is yours. So by the this doesn't work that way. So what we are saying is, the third thing with regard to it is to start stopping that wrong. The fourth thing our ulama tell us, azmun Allah ya'ud. Azmun Allah ya'ud means to resolve not to do that wrong again. Now perhaps this is one of the most difficult things with regard to tawbah. That you know, you say, well, Allah, I'm not going to do it again. But then of course we know that we are weak. We go and say, Allah, we're not going to do it again, then next opportunity comes, sometimes we do the same thing. May Allah Ta'ala forbid. May Allah Ta'ala save us with regard to it. As a Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala keep him alive for a very long period of time, one of our great contemporary scholars. You know, remarkable type of deeni khidmat that he has done. When you look at his works, you know, it's absolutely amazing. You know, in terms of things for common people, encyclopedic works, commentaries of Quran, commentaries of Hadith. SubhanAllah, so he said one day, he approached Hazrat Mu'tanir Rahmatullah Alayhi's Khalifa, Baba Najm Asam Sa, the same one who I made mention of his poem. He said, Hazrat, this is very difficult for us. We say that we're going to resolve, but what happens? We continue, then sometimes it's even after we resolve, we go and do the same thing. So he said, never mind. At that time when you are making dua and maghfirat, that time your resolve must be firm. If afterwards it happens, come back again to Allah. Come back again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if you're going to find it difficult to keep to that resolve, at the time of maghfirat, make mention to Allah ta'ala, oh Allah, I'm making this resolve, I'm not going to do this guna again. But oh Allah, you know we are weak. Oh Allah, you help us in staying away from it. You help us. We're finding it difficult. We are weak, ya Allah. You help us to stay firm on this resolve. You know, this is the way that we have to do it. You know, the Farsi poem has said, Baza baza harache hasti baza gar kafo gabro dar kafir gabro but parasti baza e dar gaye ma dar gaye no me dinis sad bar agar toba shakisti baza. If you broke your toba 100 times, come back to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will accept your forgiveness even if you break your toba 100 times. Doesn't mean at the time when you're making toba you must make intention, I'm going to break it. You see, this is not the way. You know, that is the thing that we always got to keep in mind. But if you come, may Allah Ta'ala always make us to turn back to Allah, even if it be 100 times. Instead of taking a route that we are not going to turn towards Allah, we're just going to continue doing whatever we do. Sadbar agar toba shakisti baza. Even if you have to break your toba 100 times, you come back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person does this, my dear respected others, inshallah he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving. But of course, it's very important for us to understand what is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness does not mean in the very first instance that we must take advantage of that to do wrong. I normally give this example, and then of course I got another beautiful example. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah fill his qabr with nur. It was quite amazing. Really, I think it was an eye-opener. A great lesson for the Muslims of this country. We've rarely seen such an outpouring of sympathy and admiration and of and loss at a person the way it was felt in all sectors of society by the departure and death of that Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He is most probably and most likely forgiven by Allah and he's fortunate. But he left behind a very wide gulf that people felt. And it's quite remarkable, you know, in terms of, and when you see